Welcome to the post game with me, Hannah Cranston, Ambria Allen, and Mark Thompson. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of the hour, I teased a Wonder Woman story that we didn't get to. So we're gonna cover that tomorrow, but I'm still gonna tell my Wonder Woman story, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about some exciting things in your career, Miss Ambria.
Okay.
So we'll start with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I was going to go see Wonder Woman. I wanted to see it opening weekend, right? Because I was like, I need to support this, you know, female-led superhero movie. I want to support, you know, the female director. Like, I want to make it have this really great box opening. My $16.75 ticket is going to do that.
It worked.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I got all my girlfriends together. I went with three other girls. And we went to go see the movie on a Sunday night, and I'm recently single, so I was like all about girl power.
Yeah.
Let
wow,
me just
was there
let
wine?
Me just tell you. There should have been for this story. So we sit down, and I like, you know, people who can like feel vibes. I'm one of those people, and I had a bad vibe. I just sat down, I was like, this isn't right. Like, I knew something was wrong.
What do you mean? Something in what way?
I sat and I just started feeling like uncomfortable. Like, I was like, and I was starting to think about where the exits were in the theater.
Oh, wow.
Like, that kind of like very, very uncomfortable. And like, given like, I'm a Jewish paranoid person, so like, it happens from time to time. But in this scenario, I really felt it. So we watched the movie, amazing movie. There was probably 5 minutes left in the movie, and I'm like laughing, I'm crying. And I'm like already thinking about the selfie I'm gonna take with my girlfriends after the movie theater to like do a great post about like female empowerment. And all of a sudden, this guy screams in the theater, "Justice for Palestine," and runs out. And so obviously the star is Israeli.
Right.
And me and my friend also works at another news company. And because we're in this industry, this was like the day after the London attack, we just looked at each other. We're like this is not good.
Yeah.
And so we sort of like were whispering. We're like, okay, he ran out. So either that means it was like a joke, right? And he's sort of basically trying to capitalize on people's fears right now, which is totally fucked up, or he left something in the room because he ran out.
Yeah.
So she just looked at me, she goes, I need to leave. So I was like, I told my other two friends, I was like, we're gonna go to the bathroom. So we went to the bathroom and we were both shaking.
Sure.
Just like visibly, and my friend couldn't stand. I was like, okay, we're just gonna leave. It's not worth seeing the last 5 minutes of the movie. I heard they weren't worth it anyway, so I feel okay about that. So we left.
Yeah, the ending of a movie generally is not worth sticking around for.
I heard this ending was like lame. I don't know, maybe it was great.
Okay.
But whatever, so we left, and eventually my other two friends joined us, and we turned around. We were the first two to leave the theater. And we turned around and like everybody was leaving the theater. And we, you know, went outside. We're at the Third Street Promenade, which is, you know, a very popular tourist area in LA. And we were just like, we need to get the F out of here. Like, I don't want to be around these crowds. And it was such an unfortunate experience because I went wanting to go feel like so empowered and so strong. And I left feeling so scared and so weak, which is so the opposite of what you want to feel and what I wanted to feel. And it's so sick that this person really tried to take advantage of people's fears around terrorism, around, you know, movie theater attacks, especially after the London attack and all these things. And he was really trying to take advantage of that and really just like incite that. And so it was terrifying, and we were all shooken up for hours following, actually. But that's my Wonder Woman story.
Was he watching the movie the entire time?
I don't know.
Like, yeah,
I mean, it was
okay.
Dark, so who knows? We just saw him run out.
Oh, so he shouts and then
runs.
Scurries out.
Such an odd way to protest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah, like I understand, like Middle East has some problems. I understand, especially for people who want to support Palestine, I understand wanting to protest that, and there's different ways that you can do that. But doing that in a movie theater to incite fear is not the way you should do that.
Well, and that's a very complicated issue. Even it's hard to say I want to support whatever because it gets into such complexities. In other words, one shouting slogan at the end of a movie doesn't address the complicated, delicate nature of that problem. And you're, of course, you're ruining it for a bunch of people. Who, if anything, you hurt your cause no matter what you stand up and shout.
That's what that was going to be my point. Like, even if I stood up and I said like something like resist and like ran out of the room, like even though we can all agree on that, still not the appropriate way to bring up that issue. And also it could like incite fear in the moviegoers. And that's not what you want out of when you're trying to get your issue across. You don't want people to be feared unless you are somebody who is a bad guy. And I feel
like
he was
listen,
a bad guy.
If you can't learn to hashtag and post, then you don't belong in this society right now.
He should have just changed his Facebook profile picture.
Exactly.
He screwed up.
Thank you.
You make a really, really good point.
I think his tactics obviously are questionable. You don't shout things in crowded spaces, particularly in movie theaters, given the context of assaults that have happened in movie theaters. It just could cause, harm just in general, people trying to get out. I think it's always touch and go with me trying to tell people how they should protest and how they should, discuss or fight for things that are particularly important to them. You mentioned being scared after leaving the theater. I would imagine that this person has felt those same sentiments in with regard to the legislation that has impacted Palestinians. Again, I do think that the way in which it was done could have caused harm and may not have been the most effective. But then again, people protest in ways that they protest. So that's kind of my challenge with
but
it.
Then, then you could argue that terrorist threats in general are protests, are forms of protest.
Because I don't think this was a terrorist threat. I think
it was it's a terrorizing moment in a small t on terrorism, maybe. But I mean, and the and I adore you just in the 2 hours I've known you. But I think I'm having trouble on this because I do feel as though, no, there's certain things you really have to respect. And I think you have to respect that all these moviegoers are there. And
of course.
You know.
I guess what I was saying is that I thought that his tactics were inappropriate. But then again, I feel like I can identify with folks who say that they felt scared or they felt
scared is a human emotion. So ISIS members probably feel scared.
ISIS is problematic. And I'm not saying that he was right. I'm just saying we should be careful in telling people how they protest, even though I agree that this was not appropriate.
So we cannot be careful on this one and say you shouldn't protest by yelling in a movie theater.
Sure, you shouldn't yell.
Okay, all right. Yes. Okay, we can agree on that. All right.
I agree. I like it. So sort of shifting to something a little bit more positive. You have a guest starring role in Silicon Valley. Tell us about that.
It's not a huge thing, but I did appear in this season in a couple episodes, unless the directors decide to cut those five lines that I'm gonna have. It was a great experience. It's a fun show. It's a great cast.
Tell us about your role.
I'm an assistant to the CEO of Hulu. And it's, there's some, do you guys watch the show?
No.
So there's some turnover in terms of like who's in management and there's some shifts going on and all of our jobs are pretty precarious. So that's kind of the theme is that we're always kind of at risk of being fired throughout this season. So
hang on a second. I have to know this. So
yeah.
Did you go in and audition for this role?
Yeah, I did. So
how does that happen? They call you and go, hey, I got a Silicon Valley thing.
So yeah, typically what happens is your agent is like, here's six things and they're all today.
Wow.
Within this like small amount of time when you have a ton of other stuff going on, usually when you have nothing.
Sounds like a problem that like not a lot of actresses get. So you should
I'm saying I think this is the norm for most folks is that they kind of are stacked.
Right.
You go in and you audition and you have no idea what they're looking for. And sometimes you get kind of a general idea based on who else is in the casting room. It's like, oh, we kind of look alike. So maybe they want black girl for this. Or maybe they want black girl with natural hair.
Right. When I saw Kerry Washington there, I knew
that. Yeah, it's like, well, if I ever see her in a room, I'm going home because I know that she's never going to be in a casting room. Yep. But yeah, so you audition and then, you know, you try to just forget about it and then hopefully get a call back. And
when
that's
did
what
you
happened.
Get the call back?
So gosh, we've started filming in October for the April release of the season. So yeah, it was right around Halloween. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a nice little surprise. And it's just enough.
It was a treat.
Yeah.
Ha. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
Just started watching. So I've got this is like the third season, I think, right?
This is season four.
Okay,
yeah.
Season, right,
it's
yeah.
Do you like it so far?
No, it's funny and like really, you know, kind of does that whole thing about Silicon Valley, making fun of the excess, making fun of the sort of super esoteric meetings that they have.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it. I can see where it's fun. I think it's you know, it's Matt Judge. Does he do it?
Who? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's just so great.
Yeah. For like ever, he's just been really good.
Yeah. So yeah. Wait, what episodes are you in?
Oh, so the season premiere I was in, and then this most recent episode, which I think was episode 8. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I should watch the stuff that I'm on.
What's
yeah, it's weird.
What's the character's name?
Carol. And it's not like you're gonna see me and then it's gonna be over. Just so no one gets super excited that
we're
I'm
all
like,
super excited.
You know, like taking over one of the companies. That's not happening. Not this season.
Yeah. So that's right. Yeah. Okay. Plant the seeds.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really fun.
I love it. All right, guys, that is the end of this post game for today. You can check that out. Yep. You also have something coming up. You have a stand-up show.
Yeah, well, I'm constantly performing in LA. You can follow me on Twitter at _Ambria, and I post my shows. So come see me if you're local.
What
and
do
I'm
you got
at
on?
Mark T Live. There's a click through from my podcast where you can hear a lot of the Turks come through occasionally. We got a lot of cool guests and fun discussions. So
yeah.
That's The Edge is what it's called, edge-show.com. But there's a click through on Twitter. If you go to Twitter, it's at Mark T Live. Anyway, thank you. This has really been great. I need to be cast with more smart, gorgeous people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're getting hit up.
I end up with Cenk and Ben and
who are wonderful.
We liked being on the show with you today, Mark. Stay around for tomorrow. We'll see you guys later. Bye.